there's a lot of things that people are considering, a variety of things that are protecting their homes and what to do with the government, I think all of that needs to be discussed, because nothing wants to have a natural disaster happen if it can be prevented. So this has been a long-going discussion. Should vacuum be able to build something up, you know, in an area where you know it's going to get wiped out, then the government has to come in and help bail you out? It's an ongoing
Yes. yesterday, all of those two colonies asked yesterday voted against that motion to proceed yesterday, and especially in the football game today, and for this daily statement. But in addition to Mr. Connell, there are a couple of others. Thank you.
Hey, go for a walk. No, that's the next step, you see. I'll take you for a walk. Okay? Are you happy? Lucy, are you happy, Abby? signal is okay? Your stomach's okay? You're not having
I'm trying to do both. You know, if you want to know what's in the information,
Type A and B food. There's also a non-A B food, non-specific, but it causes symptoms similar to the flu, but it lasts shorter. That's the good news. The best thing for the flu is what they call mega doses of vitamin C. It's like a 500 milligram tablet, but taking five of those every day for the next several days, that will help you feel better. Taking Tylenol, Advil, things like that, just for the aches and pains, resting, those things. You should get over it within a few days. You should start feeling better. You're not working down here, you're just kind of busy.
I work, I think I've seen you before. I work as a case manager for Blue Cross Blue Shield. He's laid off but he's actually working quite a bit, gluing roofing and putting gutters on.
So he has to work, right? So he has to work on Monday, Tuesday,
right? No, right now, it's just work that he's doing for things around the house and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I was wondering, because I know that you, in the past, for me, you've given, since when I had this meeting, you put the injection of oxytocin, steroid, and panel flu.
Well, yeah, we can do that if you want it, okay? I mean,
I think that would be good for
him. So the symptoms of it, you know, the Advil, and some DM and the cough medicine like that, or something like that.
Like
that. DM, I can use mixed cold and flu that has a decongestant and some DM. But and that should help him feel better. But the vitamin C really is part of the most beneficial thing.
Yeah.
If he wants the shots and the pills, we can give him like a second, give him a cortisone pack and a repack, and hopefully that might help him some. But
okay.
It's mostly going to take a few days. He just wants to go and take a reason to really get ready. So, you want to deal with all that?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
So,
vitamin C.
Five hundred milligrams. So I've been hearing stories about it. I was curious. So the population, some of the students are being taken away by immigrants and things like that.
No. It's a lot less than here. The people there, you know, you see a lot of workers that are construction workers are Hispanic. They come from different countries. Over there, it's mainly Caucasian people working.
Okay. As far as different tastes and things like that,
Texas?
Oh, he's up in the school.
Yeah, okay.
So he teaches school. He's kind of like a captain.
That's a very natural life. Yes. More bears. You know, there's things where you don't see them fighting lower than them fighting.
Not populated so much.
Not as much. And they get a lot of snow there. They have a big hole when you're driving into the Michigan, the North Michigan area, and it shows you last year how much snow they had. And it's usually real high. Yeah. You know, the feet and feet and feet of snow that they have.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah,
definitely.
How to live there. Put
And then it's got Okay, those are like the kind of natural immunities, we call them. Like,
yeah, I think they're like natural.
Yeah, well, not to say. I mean, they don't want to take them. I don't know how much to take care of it. Let me see. Let's see here. Check your sugar in. Checking your sugar in is a little bit up, right?
Yeah, that's what you told me, yeah.
This is your knees racking up some, man. Your knees are doing about the same?
My legs?
Yeah.
It's my legs. They're about the same.
Not really the knees, but the whole leg?
They're not my knees. It's my whole leg.
In the feet, too?
I have pain.
In the feet?
Not in the feet.
You just in the legs?
Yes, in the legs.
Yes.
Like, whenever I get up to stand up, I have to apply pressure, but if I feel like I'm going to fall. But then once I start walking and start going, okay, I got it. But sometimes I'll be walking and I feel like this foot's gonna give out. And
right foot?
Yeah. And I don't know if all that has to do with the liver. But what I'm reading is telling me that it is. So I don't know.
It's telling you it's related to you.
Yes. And it's telling me that I have a lot of gas. And they're telling me that that's from the liver too.
Who's telling you?
Well, if people does what I'm reading on the internet. Well,
what kind of sources? I mean, people, all kinds of things on the internet.
Well, I know. I'm just going, Googling it, and what fatty liver, what are the symptoms that it causes.
Okay.
And it also gives you a belly fat. It gives you a belly up here. It says it gives you a belly, and that's what I have, is belly.
This is in the symptoms.
Yes. Probably, I'm trying to cut down. Actually, I want to quit. I'm probably smoking about 6 cigarettes a day.
6?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's a lot better, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's, you know, it takes a slow. It's heavy, literally. Well, different references on that.